Blog Talk Radio.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hours are numbered. We've got the energy. We've got the life force. All you've got is evil backing you up. All you've got is greed and liking to look at yourself in the mirror. Because deep down, the New World Order is a pot-bellied, chicken-necked ninny. And all the armor and all the weapons are nothing. You are nothing compared to good. You are nothing compared to life. And you will be defeated. I want the individuals out there, I want free humanity to turn themselves loose, to cut the chains loose, and to use the end of that chain to slap the New World Order right upside the head. You've got the power. You want to know who can defeat the New World Order? It is you. You're the individuals that are going to be able to defeat this system. You're the individuals that are going to be able to take down the New World Order. It doesn't matter if Ron Paul wins. It doesn't matter if they rig the election. What matters is that we're starting to stand up. We're starting to move. We're starting to find our legs. We're starting to build our muscles. We're starting to realize that we do have power, and we can work together, and we can take action, and that the naysayers are a pack of weak liars who have never had any successes in their life and who are upset and frustrated to see us beginning to have victories against tyranny. They don't have any respect for themselves. They don't have any vision. And they don't have any will. And they sure don't have any of the power that shines out of God's soul and energizes all life in the universe. They have wed themselves to death. And
renewed hostile actions against United States ships on the high seas in the Gulf of Tonkin have today required me to order the military forces of the United States to take action in reply.
Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible? He still has the gun. The gun is pointed at me right at this moment. Take a hold of his thumb and break it if you have to.
We were going to hold fast. We had an explosion, and we are defending, and we agree. Let's try our best.
People calling themselves members of the Weather Underground last night planted bombs in federal office buildings in Washington and Oakland, California.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
Survivors of the USS Liberty are demanding a congressional investigation into what happened, an acknowledgement that the Israeli Air Force bombed a U.S. intelligence Navy ship.
The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat al-Qaeda.
The Taliban is taking responsibility for shooting down a U.S. helicopter. More than 30 people were killed, and there are reports this morning that most of them are U.S. Navy SEALs.
There may be a false flag incident where a ship goes down and used for the excuse to accelerate the next war.
If there's one thing that has unified Democrats and Republicans, and everybody in between, that we all hated the bank bailout.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people.
They estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
From the front lines of the information war.
From the front lines. Oh, yeah. Live on Blog Talk Radio, Joseph Gibson broadcasting from Greensboro, North Carolina, a little after 6 p.m. on the East Coast. How's everybody doing tonight? I hope you're healthy and well.
Say hello to a lot of supporters that are online tonight. Joe in Florida, I managed to get him connected. Joe in Sebastian, Florida. Mike out in Wisconsin. Joe in Meriden, Connecticut. Elizabeth Rondo in Wallingford, Connecticut. Deborah Lewis in Reidsville, North Carolina. And many more. And, of course, I got Dr. Ventura. I see his number on the line, too. I'll unmute him in a couple minutes here. And he was invited. He showed up. I do not see my other guests. Maybe that's for the best. We will all know what happened last Sunday, don't we? It turned into a shouting match, and I was unable to actually take callers. This week we're going to take callers, and they're going to be able to ask questions. Okay? We started off the conversation a couple weeks ago about guns, about this Orlando shooting, where now it's a big gun debate. And I made a comment that these were all sodomites and that the world is a better place. I mean, if they're unsaved sodomites, just like a murderer that's roaming around the street, wouldn't we love to have 50 murderers and rapists killed in one shot? Can you agree with that? I bet you would. Well, why not sodomites? I say sodomites, queers, lesbians, gays, people that love to smell another man in the middle of the night. Weird. Unnatural. Like the Bible says, God gave them up to reprobate minds. He gave them up. He said they're not worth saving. He gave them up because they were so filthy. They sinned every which way possible, these queers, these gays that we all love now. Oh, support the gay community. Oh, we're Christians. We should love them. No. Maybe as a human being, but we hate their sin. It's because God hates their sin. And like God said in Romans 1, we gave them up. He gave them up, excuse me. Because they're unworthy of being saved. So why are we Christians out there today trying to save these people when God decided not to save them? That's a good question for Dr. Ventura that I pose to him tonight. Why are we trying to save these sodomites? Why are we sad? Oh, these gays that were murdered. They were all humping in the bathroom when a gunman walked in and shot them to death. Whoa! So what? Those filthy nightclubs, those gay clubs filled with all that filth and disgustingness, huh? You're a Christian, aren't you? Or can you not speak out against this because you got a 501c3 hanging over your head? What's up with that? Should we talk about that tonight? That's what sparked this conversation. And then it went into the gun debate. The gun did it. The gun did it. That AR-15, that mean AR-15, it wasn't even an AR-15 the guy used. And we all know that it was probably a false flag set up anyway now. They admitted this. They're using crisis actors to perform to try to take away our guns. Obama's declared war on guns. We're going to take these people's guns. Obama is trying like hell to take their guns. Come and take them. That's what my hat says. I wear it every day. Come and take it. Try. I don't care. I don't care what your government says. I don't care what my next door neighbor says. I don't care. Come and take it and see what happens. The Constitution says what in the Second Amendment? What's it say? Those few important words there. Shall not be infringed. Period. Not the government has a right to regulate it. Not the government has a right to break laws. Not the government says, hey, well, if he's unstable, we can take away his gun rights. Oh, well, if you're a felon, you can't have a gun. No. Does it say it? Does it say it? Do states have right, individual sovereign rights to regulate laws? I think we discussed this back a few weeks ago with the Republic. No, they don't. If it does not conflict with common law, then it's null and void, okay? Excuse me, if it does conflict with common law, excuse me, it's null and void. Any case law, any Supreme Court decision out there that conflicts with the United States Constitution is null and void. I don't care what your lawyers say. I don't care what your statutory lawyers say who swear an oath to the bar to the Queen of England. okay? I don't care. We got into this, I said, a few weeks ago with the Republic, and they agreed with everything I was saying. We had an educational program on what the true law of the land is, and the Republic gave good advice. Look, we're not trying to start a shooting war with this government. That's suicide. And I do not advocate anyone taking the law into their own hands to take a human life, whether you're gay or a murderer. But then again, don't we have the death penalty in this country? It's okay to kill a murderer in the electric chair or lethal injection. God says that too. Eye for an eye, right? According to my preachers that I've listened to, they said the death penalty is under God's law. Yes, it's okay according to the Bible. Well, how come we don't prosecute homosexuals? Under God's law, it says they are worthy of death. So if we had a righteous government, like Pastor Anderson said in Arizona, and Pastor Menendez, excuse me, I think I'm pronouncing his name right, in California said, and these pastors, I'm going to try to get onto the program in the next few weeks. Pastor Anderson, they're hated on YouTube. They're sick, according to the world. Well, I don't care what the world says. God said, come out of the world. Okay? But they say if we had a righteous government, they would be arresting these homosexuals, openly practicing. Hey, you know, I kind of draw the line. But at the same time, are we not supposed to believe God's law? I mean, of course, they have a right to be saved. Everyone does. If they repent and save their souls, yeah. But if a murderer, if. Well, when a murderer on death row, if he repents, does that mean he gets to live? The government still puts him to death, and we as Christians support the government, don't we? Well, what if the government started arresting homosexuals? What would you do? What would you do then? Are they mean? Are they bad? Huh? And that's what sparked this debate a couple of weeks ago, where we had an individual call in. His name was Tone. And he professed evolution. Oh, and I invited him back the following week, and he debated my doctor, Dr. Ventura, there, and Dr. Ventura destroyed him. Destroyed him! And most of my emails and supporters agree. And that's why we want to hear from you who listen to that program or listen to this introduction tonight. But I'm going to welcome Dr. Ventura on the show first, and then I'm going to try seeing why Tone is not here and took the second challenge. Now, Tone did call in again on Thursday night. I will give him credit. I have to speak the truth here. Tone called in and apologized for his actions in threatening Dr. Ventura, because we all know when liberals are backed into a corner and they are proven wrong, what do they resort to? Name-calling, egotistical nonsense, bad behavior. Because when liberals are proven wrong, that's what happens. And then when they're really backed into the corner, what do? They start threatening you. I'll slap you if I ever saw you. Listen, you want to come slap me, I'll leave the porch light on for you anytime you want to come around, okay? Trust me. I say it to everybody. I'm not afraid. And if you have a question tonight and you want to chip in, or if you have a comment about what we're talking about tonight, or if you have a question about last week's show, or no matter what the topic may be on your mind, you must call in at 657-383-0616. Press the number 1. Press it one time. That's why it's number 1. One time. And I promise you will be connected to the show and have your say. I don't edit anyone. I do not screen any callers. I don't put you in a little box and say, what do you want to talk about? No. This is 100% live. You get connected. Point blank. Okay? So press the number 1 and I will connect you. We have about 49 callers on the line right now. We have 2 that have questions. One of them is my guest. I'm going to first connect my guest. And then the second individual has already pressed 1. I think they might have pressed it again. Maybe because he heard I had 49 callers. No, I have 49 live listeners on the line, and I've got a bunch in the chat room and a few on their iPhones and whatnot. So first I'm going to connect Dr. Ventura, and then I should say this. I want to take callers. So Dr. Ventura, you're now unmuted, and then hopefully the next caller will call back in and press 1. I might be having trouble connecting you here because there's so many people on the line.
I'm feeling live.
All right, there you go. I hear you. Go ahead. There's a lot of people so slowly connecting tonight. But go ahead, Dr. Ventura from San Diego, California, Imperial Beach. Go ahead.
Good evening, and thank you for welcoming me as a guest back on your program. I certainly always find the program interesting, challenging, quite an array of opinions. And
well, give your credentials first to the new listeners out there tonight. Give your credentials, and which of course, were under attack last week, since they know it all. But anyway, give your credentials and talk about last week's program.
I think people put attack credentials of institutes. I didn't attend Baptist colleges. I'm not interested in secular information. I'm interested in the Bible, and I went to Bible institutes. I have a bachelor's in theology, a master's in theology, a doctorate in religious education. I am a paralegal. I'm currently working on a doctorate in world religion. And those are my credentials. I'm a pastor of a church, prison ministry, outreach, a blog talk radio program. And I've authored a few books and many articles that have been published in the United States and in England. Time for Truth has published much of my material over the years. And so my goal is to bring the gospel message to the world, the lost and dying world. And that's where I stand.
Well, Dr. Ventura, okay, and those are, and I could verify that also, Doctor. I've known you for 25 years now, a long time. It seems like it was just yesterday. We first met. We met in a different place that people don't understand. We met in a hard place. We met in a very difficult place, and I remember you actually schooled me. I read every book that you had in your library. And you said I was the only person that actually you ever met that read every book in your library. And because I've been known to read a book a day since the age of 10, if I chose to. And I still like to read and research. And that's why I have this program. And I don't like people trying to challenge my knowledge either. And I thought that was disrespectful last week. And a couple weeks ago when I had a Yale University employee call in, former Yale University employee call in, and he was told he never worked at Yale University, which this is a family member of mine. And I know he worked at Yale University because I lived in his house. He sure went someplace every morning. But anyway,
I think. When you have guests, you know, you have all kinds of people and all kinds of opinions, and sometimes people feel they're qualified, and sometimes they're just not qualified, but in their own field. I think everybody's an expert in a certain field of their life, and theology is the study of God has been the field of my life. That and, you know, prior to that, I still attended Ohio University.
Well, Peter, I posed this question.
Law, but.
Peter, I posed this question. Okay, we've got your credentials out of the way. We know. And I didn't want to put you on the spot again to have to say it, but we have probably about 20 new listeners on tonight. So I had to put that out there one more time. It's not me questioning, and my supporters don't question you because they love you and they like it when you call in. I know Elizabeth Rondo in Wallingford there. She lost a good friend who passed away this weekend. Her next-door neighbor. Actually, I knew her next-door neighbor when I went when I was there. He was an older man, took care of his yard, nicest yard on the street, and he's passed away, so she's a little upset at that. She called me tonight. And, however, I just wanted to say that to give her credit because she is listening tonight. But Dr. Ventura, I made a comment where the death penalty, okay, God says homosexuals are worthy of death. Explain that to me. What does that mean in the Bible, in your professional interpretation?
I think that we need to rightly divide the Word of God. You know, under the law, people were put to death for going out and collecting sticks on the Sabbath day. And thank God we're not under the law because most of us would be dead now under the Jewish law. Because we, you know, would have transgressed those laws, and so we've been put under grace by God. The Bible says that God would have no man to be lost. He doesn't want to see any man be unsaved. And like you, I don't advocate harming anybody. Okay, that doesn't mean we don't defend our lives and our homes and our families and our country and our churches. And but I believe that every person is worthy of salvation in Christ Jesus. And I also believe that I don't have to like the lifestyle that many have chosen, which, you know, even abortion, you know, which is made legal by the government, but is illegal by, you know, the law of God, the unlawful taking of a life. And there's a difference between lawful taking and untaking. And there's a difference between like and love. And I have to love people. I don't have to like what they've done in their lives or what they're doing in their lives. Okay, but there's no order that I can find in the New Testament that tells me that any homosexual should be put to death. There are governments who have laws in the world that do put these people to death.
Exactly. And yes, and that's why we get. Said, and Peter, that's where we get to the Orlando shooting. And remember, there's a 2 to 4 second delay. That's why sometimes it seems odd when I interrupt an individual, and he continues talking. And that's where we talk over each other sometimes. So please remember that, guests and callers. There's a 2 to 4 second delay. But Peter, that's where we get to the Orlando shooting that sparked this. Why you're here today, and last week's show, and where we had the guest Tone. You two went at it. You know, and Tone believed this was disgusting. This was a disgusting terrorist attack, and you two went into evolution, and he believes that gay rights, people are born gay. I believe gay is a choice. There's no scientific evidence that, and actually he believes 90% of the scientists, that's what he said, and there's no scientific evidence that proves gays are born gay. And I believe through what I've studied throughout my life and me just living as a man, gay is a choice. And like you just said, God would have no man be lost. So how could we argue with God? Obviously, a man is not born gay because we know children are born without sin. They're sinless. They're saved by grace automatically because they do not know sin. Okay? That's why when you see a baby die, you know, go ahead.
The problem with the gay lifestyle is that the purpose of our sexuality is to procreate. And we could not, if we were all homosexuals, we would not be able to procreate. And so the species known as humans would not exist after a while. And so God created us, really, he's the creator, and he created us with an appetite for food and a sexual appetite, but it's to be used in a moral manner, not in an immoral manner. And when you read in the Bible, as you said earlier tonight, that God gave them over to reprobate minds, in the context of that passage, we're talking about people who had the knowledge of God or knew of God or knew that there was a God and chose not to worship that God. And in so doing, God gave them over to reprobate mind to do those things which are, in, you know, not communion. And so the same thing you would find in the Old Testament where he said if they wanted a false prophet, he would give them the false prophet. Not only would he give them the false prophet, he'd give them a false prophet seed to put in their mouth because they refused to believe the truth. And when he judged the prophet, he would judge them as well.
Okay. That's a good answer. But again, I want a direct answer from you as a pastor. I want this, and I'm going to ask you, and then I want to start taking callers. Because the show, like you said, you wanted to listen to other people. And I want other people to contribute tonight, okay? And I did have another individual that wanted to talk, but then I guess they hung up. But if you have to press one, only one time, and I will see you on, there'll be an icon next to your number. There are a lot of callers, but I only had a couple press one. So you'll get your turn, I promise. Everyone has a say tonight. We're not going to do what we did last week where we ran to the last minute and I could not take a caller. Okay, we're not going to do that because, like Peter said, you're the moderator of the show and you should have control of the show. And I apologize for that last week because there were people, and I've lost some listeners because of that. Sue wanted to get in there, and I was unable to get her in. And she really wanted to talk, and you know, now she's not been connecting with the show. So I apologize. But sometimes those things happen. But anyway, I want a direct answer here. The government says we could put to death murderers, and God says, you know, murderers, what? They're worthy of death according to the Bible, what I've read. I'm an eye for an eye. You kill somebody, you take a man's life, you lose yours. And the government believes that. And there's a lot of pastors out there who believe that if you're gay, God says, hey, you're worthy of death. It says it in Romans 1 in the New Testament, they're worthy of death. Doesn't mean we go out and kill people, folks. Does not that we cannot listen. It's up to God, not us. But God institutes governments amongst men to govern the people. Otherwise, we'd have chaos. Now, do you agree as a pastor that if we had a righteous government today, I know Pastor Anderson agrees, Jimenez, I'm going to try to get him on, Pastor Jimenez, he's out in California too. They're Baptists, rightly dividing Baptists. I'm going to try to get them, like I said, on the show, and they've created a lot of controversy, over 2 million hits on their YouTube channel because of their comments. But Dr. Ventura, what's your opinion? Should a homosexual, if found guilty by a righteous government, be put to death, like God says?
Well, I think that, again, we have to go back to, you know, Bible basics. And we're not under the law that governed the nation of Israel. And had we
Romans
been
under 1, isn't Roman, isn't the book of Romans, Peter? I'm not to interrupt you, I apologize, but isn't Romans directed towards, isn't Paul the apostle for the Gentile? And in the book of Romans, it says this. I mean, so just to say that real quick, go ahead and give your answer, sir.
Paul says, knowing that they are worthy of death, still do it. That's what he said.
Okay. So if they're knowingly practicing homosexuality, should they be put to death by a righteous government?
That's a tough question, Joe. You're asking me a question of should a right. Well, there's many governments that are putting people to death for the crime. I mean, you could be imprisoned in the United States of America, in most states, back in the 1950s for adultery. You could be imprisoned.
Which I believe you should. God says adultery. What's adultery? That's a crime against God. But today we live in a secular world. Well, you know we're falling away. And I didn't mean to put you on the spot. It's a tough question, but I'm a radio show host here, and I have to ask tough questions.
You're not really putting me on the spot with the question. My question, you know, if sin is sin, and so here's my problem with sin. The Apostle James said, if you broke one, you broke all the commandments. So if we were to be under the law, everybody's worthy of death.
But we're not under the law, and that's why the New Testament is. I'm talking about Leviticus. I'm talking about the New Testament, the book of Romans. The Paul was the apostle for the Gentile. Today we are the Gentile people in America, and Paul says in Romans that homosexuality is worthy of death, knowingly worthy of death. So if a homosexual is openly practicing this act in a club. I'm not saying the shooter is innocent. No, the shooter was guilty. Yes, I'm not saying that at all. So don't anyone get that idea. You know, like what Peter said, I don't believe any man has the right. However, we do have governments. That's a different story. And God institutes these governments. We had this conversation on your network. And governments become corrupt. However, we as Christians sit back and allow this to happen. Now, I understand it's a tough question. You may not want to answer it. But in my opinion, if we had a righteous government, in my opinion, and according to factual knowledge of what I've read, and if the Bible is fact, which I believe it is fact, homosexuals, if convicted of homosexuality, should be worthy of death, according to God's law, just like a murderer.
Well, let me go back, Joe, to the passage you're talking about in Romans chapter 1, because there's a long list involved in that. They don't only talk about those who abuse themselves. It says about and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burning their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves a recompense of their error, which was meat. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, gave them over to repro their mind to do such things that are not convenient, being filled with, now listen to the list, unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, envy, murder, debate, strife, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. And then the next passage says, therefore, thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest. For wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself, for thou that judgest does the same things. So we're all worthy of death under the law. There's no question about it.
Yes, if we're disobedient to our parents, which homosexuals are.
There's backbiters, there's covenant breakers, there's all kinds, there's a whole list of things. And under the law, all those things were cause for death. But Paul's bringing you under grace. Under grace. And we were under the law.
So then, therefore, a murderer should not be put to death. I've heard pastors preach all my life the death penalty, they support it. So murder is more under grace.
The death penalty is clearly spoken of in Romans. It says that the government is there. The purpose of government is to restrain the sin of the ungodly man, not the godly man. The godly man is supposed to be living a righteous and holy life. He shouldn't have a worry about it. But government is to restrain the sin of man. And if the government chose to pass a law where they decided to execute homosexuals, well, that would be the government of the law, the law of the government.
Thank you. That was my question.
And
if I
was in Israel and I was under the law, then I would support the law. Being under grace, thank God, though we would all be worthy of death, I'm grateful that I can, love others and pray for them, that God would help them. I think the saddest thing about the Orlando thing is that you have people that, we're not saved and we'll never have that opportunity to repent of their sin and to get their lives correct and to get to spend an eternity with God, and instead are condemned by their sin into an eternity of hell.
That's right. I agree with that. I do. I do agree with that. And I want to start taking callers. So press 1 if you want to get on, and you need to do it now. Otherwise, we're going to continue the conversation with Dr. Ventura, and we will not go the full 90 minutes. Okay, because I know Dr. Ventura is very busy, and I know people have questions or comments. So you need to press 1 now, and I know people have questions. I know it. So don't be afraid to ask your question. You need to press 1 now, and I'm scanning the screen to look for those callers. And I know some of my supporters out there had questions about this. So you need to press 1, and I promise I'll connect you right away, immediately. So, and I've got, 48 people on the line now. Nobody wants to press 1. So,
Brother Joe, sometimes people are intimidated and they're afraid they're going to ask a stupid question.
I've got one. Let me connect them before he hangs up on me. Go ahead, because this is, nonsense. I got 5 people who want to press 1, then they hang up and get scared. Go ahead, Joe from Meriden, Connecticut. You're on.
Because people don't know how to work their phones anymore, because you can't work anything nowadays. Good evening, Peter. Good evening, Joe.
Good evening.
Yeah, well, we're talking about gays and we're talking about Orlando, and you wanted a comment, so I'll give you a comment on what I think and what we believe in. And there's no right and wrong to what I believe in or to what someone else believes in. I mean, there may be a right and wrong, but I believe it, and that's the way it is. And they believe what they believe, and that's the way it is. There's room open for convincing, but there isn't room open for arguments. I worked where I worked, and you know what? For someone to make the comment that I didn't, when they don't even know who I am, that's totally inappropriate. But I understand what he was saying. You were talking about gays, and it's a choice, and you're not born that way. Well, I believe that too, and I believe God will sort them out, and God works in strange ways. And as I mentioned on the last call, I don't know anything about the Bible. I never studied it. But what I do know is, you're gay. That's why he came out with AIDS. We'll get rid of him one way or another. They didn't make gay people to limit the population of the earth, because you could fit the entire population of the earth west of the Mississippi, and everybody could have an acre or more, and the rest of the world would be open. So the world isn't overpopulated. This is what they're chosen to do, and that's their choice. I'm not going to comment on it. I don't wish them dead. I don't wish anybody dead, and I don't wish them any harm. But don't force your lifestyles on me. In Orlando, there appeared to be 3 or more shooters, and plus all that many crisis actors, like many other of these fake things that are going around nowadays. And it's that Muslim in the White House, because he is a Muslim. He may not be a radical Muslim, but he is a Muslim, because his father's a Muslim. And why he got shot down on his immigration policy, And maybe if he would have got that next Supreme Judge like he wanted when they bumped off Scalia, you know, down in southern Texas, he would have gotten his way. You know, it's bad news what that guy's doing. It's bad news, and I think he's going to self-destruct. That's what I think. And I've had other comments in the past on how I think he'll use his executive powers to stay in office. Look, the president doesn't make the laws, you know, and this is what he's doing, you know, and that's not the way it should go. And I'll yield back to you guys and listen to the rest of the call.
Yeah, but Joe, real quick, yeah, you're going to listen to the rest of the show, but the posing question is a hot topic. This is what sparked this debate. And I want everyone and my supporters out there, I know I have a few on the line, to contribute tonight and give an opinion on this. I don't want emails. I don't want Facebook comments saying, wow, I agree with Peter. Wow, I agree with Tone. This is your chance to press the number one and get on the air live right now and make your comment and what you believe. I made the opening very blatant and powerful. And here I am taking Dr. Ventura's time. And I'm going to call Tone here in about 10 minutes if he's not on the line. If he's on the line, I need him here because this is about him also. Okay? Because we want questions posed to him.
Joe.
Hang on, Peter. I want to pose this to the caller, Peter. Hang on. Joe, you're not born homosexual, but a man chooses to be a homosexual. God works in mysterious ways. There's no you can have it both ways. There's always a positive and a negative. Peter taught me that. There's always a right and wrong. It's not we're always all right and we're always all wrong. No. There's always a right and wrong to do things. However, we do have a government, like Peter said. God institutes governments. Yes, governments become corrupt. Look at Adolf Hitler, okay? We can go on. Look at Stalin. Look at Mao. You know, we can go on and on through world history. However, we're talking about America right now and what happened in Orlando. Today, we have a government that does not put homosexuals to death. They put murderers to death, like the Bible says, but we don't put homosexuals to death. But yet, here we had 49 of them die in Orlando, and the country's crying. Poor them, okay? Poor them because they were put to death by another man. However, is homosexuality, according to the Bible, which it states, worthy of death? Or should they just go along to get along and allow another man to walk down the street kissing another man in front of your children, and let's just do what the world says is right? What's your opinion on that?
Well, I believe I saw... Are you asking Peter or me?
I'm asking you, Joe.
Okay, well, I believe I said that in what I said before, although I didn't spell it out. I believe in what I believe in, and the same goes for you. But don't force your opinions onto me, because I'm not going to take them. Do I think they believe in death? I don't think they believe in death by our government. No, because our government's never been right. And you're talking about gays walking down the street holding hands. Well, what about these people walking around down the street here with their asses hanging out the back and there ain't nothing you can do about it? You know, I can't even go on my goddamn front porch here and make a frigging phone call because I got Mexicans across the street blaring the music. And you can't even go over there and talk to them because they say, don't speak a dangle. And so what about that crap? You know, and I'm not going to worry about homosexuals, but don't come forcing that crap onto me.
Well, no, but you live in a country, Joe, where the Constitution, which you are under, that you were born under, was modeled after the Bible. There's no doubt about it. I don't even want to debate that, because you can go back and read the Federalist Papers. The Constitution of this country and the laws of the land that we live under, and we can go to guns, we can go to any subject you want. We have a certain way to live in this country, and you just talked about it. You can't go on your front porch and speak no English. They're probably illegal. They're here illegal, but they could stay here. But we don't want to get into that right now. We could talk about that another show. We're talking about homosexuality right now and the Orlando shooting. Look, homosexuality is a sin. It's wrong. It's immoral. It's unnatural. Like Dr. Ventura said, if we were all homosexual, then the human race is dead. Okay? So,
right.
Is it right or wrong?
And like I said, God will sort them out. He came out with AIDS. He comes out with volcanoes. He comes out with floods. And he'll take them out in his own way. It's the wrong way. I said that's the wrong way. But this is America, and we're supposed to be a civilized society. Now, they're walking down the street holding hands. I don't think that's the right thing either. But, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, let them do what they want to do, but don't force it onto me. And as I said, as far as the Bible, I don't know anything about the Bible, so I can't quote a word.
All right, I've got another caller here. I think he pressed one earlier and now it's reconnected. Maybe he had trouble. I don't know. Area code 619. Go ahead. You're on the air live. Area code 619. I don't want to give out your whole number because I can't do that because then they'll kick me off. But area code 619, if you're from area code 619, you might have heard a sound that said unmuted. You're live on the air. Your last four digits I can't give out. They're 3855. Are you there? Hello? You are live on the air. Area code 619. Maybe he's not connected. I don't know. Area code 619.
Well,
hello? Go ahead. You're live. Yeah. Go ahead. Speak, please.
Nah, that's me, Joe. No, I don't know who that is, but they're not.
I don't know who that is either. Go ahead.
I alluded to the Orlando shooters and our government, and we have a Muslim in the White House. You know, America is filled with impressionable minds. It's filled with sick minds, and our government is forcing this stuff down your throat. You know what's going on. I mean, and it's been many years they've been doing this, but this last one here has an agenda. You know, men in women's bathrooms, et cetera, et cetera. The agenda. It's the agenda, and they're doing anything to get their way. And, you know, I think it's entirely the people's fault for being gay or lesbian because they're impressionable because that's all you see on TV. So, you know, like I said, I don't believe in death, no. I don't believe in that.
Okay. Well, anyway, I have Joe from Sebastian, Florida. Listen, I got Joe from Sebastian, Florida real quick. I don't know if he wants to comment. I don't know if he's trying to get on or not. But I'm going to connect him because I just want to say hello to him live on the air if he is. And then we'll get back to Dr. Ventura. And then I want to call Tone because I have his number, and he told me to call him if he couldn't get through. So he might not because the phone lines are blocked. But before we do, I got an old friend here from Sebastian, Florida. I'm trying to connect him now. Joe, are you there?
Yes, I am, Joe. I'll say good evening to everybody there. And I agree with what Joe has to say there. It is interesting. In fact, at one point in time when I was, I could only joke and say when I was a little girl, I was an altar boy. I was reading the Bible, and, you know, naturally the minister, he was all for it. But, well, what your caller had to say was basically, it's about masturbation, too. What it said in the Bible, I don't know if it's still there or not. It is better to cast your seed in the womb of a whore than cast it aimlessly upon the ground.
Dr. Ventura? Hey, Joe, is that still there, Dr. Ventura? Do you know what verse he's talking about?
I've never read it in any Bible, but might have been in some liturgy that somebody wrote. In a commentary or something, but I've never read that in the Bible.
That was a good saying, though. I kind of agree with it. But Joe and Sebastian Ford, I know you're from the older generation. You know, you're way older than a lot of us here on the line tonight, and I appreciate you taking the time. You know, I'm not trying to insult you, but your knowledge is important, and we need to read into his knowledge. This is a gentleman who's been around the world many times, trust me. But Joe, go ahead.
Okay, well, basically, that's what I wanted to say about that. Also, what's happening right now is very interesting, and people should abide by it or listen to it, and it's what's happening over in England, because it's going to happen here, too. And I have no defense against it, and whatever happens, happens.
What are you talking about? What's going to happen? What's happening in England that's going to happen here? Tell me.
Okay, first of all, this idea of taking your guns away. Okay, they're not going to take your guns away. They realize that it's a lost cause. They're going to go to the ammunition and lower it. And, they're telling people, certain people are saying, buy ammunition. Because you got a rifle, you just hold on to it. Now, I got one other thing.
Go ahead, Joe.
3 months ago, I mentioned to everyone on this net and on some others about a ship that was loaded with arms and it was leaving California. Well, the I had somebody, I gave all my shortwave equipment away. But all in all, I have someone else copying the frequency of that ship. And the ship was carrying machine guns, and above all, it was carrying silencers equipped for the Russian machine gun. So
okay.
I believe it would seem to me as if these things right here, they're being set up for that town that's at the top of Saudi Arabia. Iraq, excuse me. And, well, it covers up the flash of your rifle.
And And people need to understand real quick here, Joe, you have to read between the lines of what he's saying. This is a former government communications expert here who was in the Navy. Was it the Navy or the Air Force, Joe?
With the Air Force.
Air Force, former Air Force. And actually, Dr. Ventura, he was actually a citizen of Cheshire when he was a kid back in the, what was it, when you were arrested and in trouble, Joe, what year was that, the 1940s?
Oh yeah, it was a long time ago. And then I went up to Buffalo, and, well, I wish that Sue would come on. I could talk to her about it. But basically, I received the pardon, okay, from the BATF. So actually, it's all listed that I have a record, but when they call in, I don't. And
okay, I understand. We understand that. But
right,
but Joe, what I was trying
back
to get. Yeah, I know, and I understand it's a long time ago, but I brought this up to Dr. Ventura at one time, Joe in Florida, who I know. He was, you know, a Cheshire a prisoner back in his youth when the place was actually just a galleys, you know, and that was a long, long time ago. But anyway, real quick, I'm going to try calling Tone, and we're going to start getting ready to wrap it up, unless there's some other callers on the line who want to get in. But, Joe, thank you for your participation tonight. Who's this? Oh, Dr. Ventura. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I
got so many numbers on my screen, Peter. You don't understand.
I have two
opinions. Hard.
I have two opinions. The first opinion is I wouldn't call him Tone. I think he made his statement. I don't think he wants to be on the air, and I don't think you should force him to be. And the second thing is this, that the tragedy of Orlando is that somebody, the lives of innocent people. That's what the tragedy is. Everybody can turn around with their own personal prejudice and opinions and a morality and place it on that. But the basic tragedy is, listen, people were killed. And they were executed and they were killed unlawfully. And that's the outrage. I'm sure many people agree with you that, hey, homosexuality is an immoral lifestyle that is not approved of God and that is should not be approved by Christians of all faith. And so the problem isn't that their lifestyle. It isn't that they were gathered together in these places of lasciviousness and fornication and immorality. The idea to what hurts the basic conscience of the human being is that somebody just decided to execute people.
Okay, and I agree, Peter. I agree. But the fact of the matter is, the subject at hand here is this. You know, the government executes people. We support that. And again,
lawful.
You gave me your answer. It was difficult to get it out of you. I'm not going to lie, and callers can agree with me. you know, and because you know me, I'm straightforward. I know I'm probably too outspoken, but if we had, and this is what's creating the controversy, is if we had a righteous government, and no, we're not under the law anymore. Yeah, if we pick up sticks on the side of the road, would we be put to death under the law? Okay. We're talking about Paul and the Romans. And the Romans is a guide. Romans is an instructional book for us Christians today as a Gentile. And we must understand this. Before, Mike, I'll get to you in 1 second, Mike. And I got Joe on the line live also. So, Joe, if you, I know maybe you want to be disconnected, but I don't know if you're trying to reconnect. But I got Mike. Mike, just give me a second here. What I'm trying to say is if we had an honorable government, look, adultery, you're right, you could be arrested for adultery. Maybe that's what we need. Because you know what? It's so easy to get married in this country today. Go screw around. Go file for a divorce. The lawyers get riches. The judge get riches. You know, and what do we got? We got broken families all around the country. Adultery is a crime under God. Okay? And I'm sure we all agree with that. It's a crime. It's a crime. It should continue to be a crime. However, today we live in a secular world, a different world. And, you know, hey, you want to go screw another woman? Come to court. We'll give you your divorce. Blah, blah, blah. And everybody makes money, and you go away broke and slap your hand, and the husband gets to pay child support, or the wife gets to run away and do whatever she wants to do. Whatever, whatever. We can get into that another time. But we're talking about homosexuality. It should be a crime. Sodomy is a crime against God. We can all agree with that. We can all agree that the Orlando shooting is a tragedy. And that one man should not take the law into his own hands. You know what I think? The place, the club should have been raided. Every single one of those sodomites should have been arrested and tried lawfully in court under the Constitution and God's law, because the Constitution is modeled under God's law, and tried. And if they're innocent, they're innocent. If they're guilty, what's it say? They are worthy of death. Goodbye. Just like the death penalty. If you kill a man, you kill a woman, you're sentenced to death. And everyone says, good, yeah, execute that murderer. Well, I say, yeah, good, execute that faggot. Because you know what? Homosexuality is disgusting. It's disgusting, it's perverted, it's unnatural, it's a fact. And anyone wants to challenge me on it, go right ahead. But anyway, I want to get to Mike real quick. And then Dr. Ventura, I know you're busy. We won't carry on too much longer. I won't keep you the full 90 minutes. But I got one caller here, Mike, who wants to get in. He's a supporter. Mike from the state of Wisconsin. You know who he is, Peter. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. Go ahead, Mike.
Oh, great. Good evening, Peter, and everybody else. All I want to do is say that, you know, living in, on the farm, you know, homo traits are in the animals when, you know, they come into heat. And, you know, if you have, you know, a herd full of milking cows and you don't have any bull in there, you know, they're going to be basically what we call is riding each other. But when that...
Are you serious, Mike? Mike, are you... Wow, that's interesting. That goes to Tone's argument in a way. So go ahead, Mike. I'm sorry. I just want to put that in there.
Yeah, but as soon as the heat period is over, they go back to being, you know, straight and forward and, you know, everything else. It's just for that very short time that, you know, the hormones kick through and, you know, and they're doing things that, you know, the homosexuals do. But, you know, I don't know. I just think that we have a brain. We have a choice. And, you know, we're all brought up on, you know, a marriage, a man and a woman. And, I don't know, it's just all of a sudden it's like somebody wrote an ad in the paper and said it's okay to be gay. And then they were popping up like, you know, popcorn. And, you know, everybody was gay. I mean... All the talk shows and everything. Wheel of Fortune. I want to say hi to my partner in the audience. And you know, when they say their partner, what are you gonna think? You know.
And, yeah.
But you know, and what I'm trying to say is, I guess in a nutshell, and I'm actually saying this to Peter too, that you know, animalistic ways you can't help. Okay, but God gave us a brain, and we have evolved a lot further than the average dog or cow or what have you. And we can make
what you're saying, Mike. What you're saying is, how can we compare man to animals? You know, yeah, maybe 2,000 years ago, we were running around the woods with a fur coat around our waist, and women with a fur coat around their breasts, and we were acting like animals, but yet we knew nakedness, you know, because God, we evolved. And Peter, what do you got to say about that between the animal kingdom and the man and the woman? What's the Bible say about this?
Well, I think that God has given every man appetites, and sexual appetite is an appetite, but it's an appetite that was designed to have a moral standard, and the moral standard was one man and one woman. Yeah. That's God's standard, and so that's the standard. There has to be moral absolutes, and the problem is, just like in our schools, we teach you want to know why your kids are getting screwed up with homosexuality, and that thing is where, you know, when they're giving them two books, you know, books that say, you know, Jeannie has two mommies, and there's no moral absolutes, you see. And then you talk to these people, and what they do is it's a value judgment. At a time, we were told we couldn't go into a girl's bathroom because we are boys. Today, they teach them, no, it's a value judgment. You can't make the decision for the child. The child has to make that decision, see. But then they educate them in the wrong manner. And so that's one of the problems we have in society. Society as a whole, just because something's tolerated by law, and government doesn't necessarily make it correct. So we have laws on the books that are against the law of God, and as Christians, we're to stand for what God believes morally, and we're to live our lives as morally as possible, pray for our government, and we're not to... I don't approve of the lifestyle of homosexuality. I know people who are. I have to... In life, you deal with many... As a minister, I deal with many people, okay? But I don't approve of the lifestyle, and I don't believe it's natural. And what Mike said is very true, that we are not animals, okay? God has given an animal a different set of values. It's called instinct. And so they do things instinctively, all right? And so when an animal comes into heat, well, that's all he knows, you know? And so a man has a moral conscience that was given by God, and he has reason, and he has reason. And I hear people come on the program, Joe and other people, say, you know, I have never read the Bible. And yet they've read many, many secular books of history and philosophy. And I can't understand why the most sold book in the history of the world, the most talked about book, the most known book that a person would not want to read. And I can't understand that. I think that it's a good idea for everybody to read it. And just as
though... You know what they say, Peter? They say, I can't understand the yays and the nays. I don't understand it. You know, I can't...
Well,
I don't understand the history of it. I don't get it, you know?
And I get it. And I've heard that too. But I want you to know that it's written in a fifth grade education level. If you're telling me they can't read fifth and sixth grade educational level, then it's time to go back to school. See, it's not B and they. It's quite simple to read. It's a matter of wanting to read. And so we go back to this thing which Mike said. And Mike, it's good to hear your voice. I haven't heard you in a while. I haven't talked to you, and I'm glad you came on the program. And also, I haven't heard from Elizabeth Rondo up there in Connecticut, and I was hoping to hear her voice tonight. But
I hope so. I'd like to see her get connected. You're absolutely right, because we only have a few minutes left. I don't want – I mean, unless we got some new callers or someone who wants to press 1, because I know, Doctor, on Sundays you're very busy. And you gave a good explanation, Doctor, and you don't want me to call Tone. You know what? I agree. I think he would have gotten through by now. Because I'm watching the call screen. And you know what?
Well,
hey, maybe he took my challenge, Peter. Maybe he took my challenge. Accept the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart. And if you see a change in your life, great. And if he don't, then I guess I'm a liar, right?
Well, maybe. But there's many innocent reasons why a person can't get on the phone. You know, anything could have happened. Could have got stuck in traffic somewhere. You know, who knows? So there's many reasons, you know. And I'm not... it's just as well either way. It really, because I don't, you know. As far as the last week's program, I had an exciting time. I think the callers had an exciting time. And like you, I had many listeners call me and email me and say, hey, you know, that was real disrespectful. But I said, you know what, you have to understand that these subjects, religion and politics, are a very, very passionate subject. And people are apt to say things in life that they really don't mean. and have to behave in a manner that after they have, they really realize that instead of using their brain, they, you know, just got emotionally attached to it. So you're going to have that. And so I didn't have any hard feelings towards Tony, and I didn't have any hard feelings towards anybody else in the thing. You know,
you're
my
right.
wife was a little... My wife felt a little disrespect, but then I said to my wife the same thing. I said, listen, you know, I've worked for bosses, and I've told my bosses a few things, and then later I had to go back and say, hey, maybe I shouldn't have said that. You know, my boss was intelligent enough to say, listen, I understand. In fact, I respect the man who says what's on his mind. So, you know, maybe you shouldn't have said
All right,
that.
Well, Peter, because I know you're busy. I'm going to let you have a closing, or actually I'm going to let you close it out. Before you do, I want to close it out. But I know you mentioned Elizabeth Rondo, and Elizabeth Rondo. Well, before I do that, Mike, do you have anything else to add before I connect anyone else and start getting ready to wrap it up? Go ahead, Mike, if you're out there.
No, I think I'm fine. I just, wanted to make that comparison, you know, and Peter really explained it quite nicely. And, if you want to be an animal, okay, fine. Then I guess go do what you're going to do. But, you know, if you want to live here with the human folk,
I understand, Mike. Hey, Mike, like Peter is happy to hear from you. I'm glad you got to reconnect tonight, and he knows who you are. Mike, I'm going to go ahead and mute you, but continue listening, please. And if you want to jump in, go ahead. But we're going to start getting ready to wrap it up. And I want to give a shout out to Elizabeth Rondo in Wallingford, Connecticut. I know a good friend of yours passed away. If you want to say hi to Peter, Elizabeth Rondo, you need to do it and press 1 now. Otherwise, I'm going to give my closing, and then I'm going to let Peter wrap up the show. So that's what I want to do. And this is an important subject. Okay, I got her on the line. Okay, good. Peter, I'm going to go ahead and connect Elizabeth. She wants to talk to you. And I'm sorry for the others who didn't connect tonight. But I apologize. And this is a subject we'll explore maybe a few months from now. And I'm sure as the world goes on, we'll have many other things. And Peter will be back. I'm sure he'll be back in the future. So, Elizabeth, go ahead. You're on the air live.
Okay. What do you want me to say?
I want you
we'll
to say
just
hello.
Just say hello to Peter. That's all.
Okay. About my friend that passed away.
Whatever you is on your mind, you've got a couple minutes to go ahead and do it. We understand your situation, so everyone be patient. Go ahead. You got a couple minutes. Go ahead.
Well, I've lived here 12 years, and that's how long I've known them. They are really wonderful. I said they were neighbors, but they were friends. And I really feel upset about Lee passing away today.
Okay, Peter, go ahead, Peter.
Well, before I close out, I'd like to pray for Lee's family and for Elizabeth. And Elizabeth, it's wonderful to hear you, Ms. Rhonda, on the radio. I missed your voice.
She was a friend of your mother, Peter. She was a friend of your mom. She was a friend of your mother.
Yeah. It's been a long time. And I wanted you to know that this time, my wife and I, after we go to the military convention in North Carolina, we're going to come up that way, and we hope to see you in August. Maybe have a cup of coffee with you.
Sure, my coffee's always going.
That's my mom. Just like my mom. Only my mom's coffee was always full of grounds. I don't know what it was.
All right,
listen. Well, that's good. All right, Elizabeth Ronner, at least you got to say hi to Peter. I know you've been wanting to do that for a while. And Peter will be back on the show, and you're right. So make sure you're around in August when he says hello to you. And I may be in Connecticut visiting around August. I'm thinking about being up there. My birthday and my girl's birthday is August 17th. Isn't that weird? Her and I have the same birthday. the same day.
Well, you know what I always
Isn't that
say?
Strange?
In the Bible, things are done twice. Adam. The Lord says Samuel. So, usually it comes from the Lord. So if it's the same day, praise the Lord.
That's right. All right. I'll give my closing, and then, of course, Peter, you're a guest, so you get the final word, and then I'll wrap it up. But anyway, tonight's show, obviously, we talked about important issues. And I know, I became hard And I put my friend on the spot, Peter, and, you know, hey, well, I was on his show, and I argued with him plenty of times. But that's how we learn. If we're going to all be liars and say, yeah, I agree with you, and then behind his back say, blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? I'm not a backbiter. And that's what the Bible says about backbiters, you know? I'm going to tell you like it is to your face. You don't like it, too bad. Some people say, you know, you're too hard. Well, oh well. This is a radio show, and we want to get the facts out. Tone didn't come on tonight. We don't know why. He was on Thursday when he wasn't invited, and Peter said he listened to that show. Well, Tone is always welcome on this show because, you know what, everyone's always welcome. No matter what, as long as we don't get into a fist-throwing, threatening match like we did, I don't like that, and I apologize to my listeners. And there's some callers are not on tonight because of that. Sue usually listens to this show. She's not on. I don't understand Sue's background, to be honest with you. Joe in Florida gave me a little background information on her, and I've looked into it, and he's absolutely correct. So I don't know what her story is. And it's not my job to investigate every listener. Okay? But to get to the topic, look, this is an important issue. Like Peter said, we talk emotionally about it. Joe and Meriden made his point. I don't care. I don't want your views forced on me, you know. But sometimes your views, our views as a people, we have to understand, you know, either we're going to live in a civilized society, in a proper society, and understand each other and say, hey, this is wrong, and do something about it and not turn your back and say, oh, well, that's him. Or we're going to try to help each other turn the right way. Now, this individual or three individuals, like Joe said, and it is a very hairy subject. I wasn't there. I never got a chance to call the Dunkin' Donuts across the street from the club. Maybe next week I'll do that because I got some questions for them. I'm sure they got video. I'm sure the CIA and the FBI have confiscated their videotapes, but we're not going to get into that right now. I'm just putting a little bug in people's ear. Maybe we need to call this Dunkin' Donuts across the street from the club. I'm sure a lot of men came over there holding hands, or women holding and buying donuts at night before they do their disgusting act. But anyway, listen, the fact of the matter is, listen, we're human beings, and there is only one God. And that's what we're trying to also teach people. And like Peter said, look, you know all about this stuff, but you say, I never read the Bible. Why? Why not? Why not? Read the Bible. If you don't, like I put the proposal to Tone last week. Look, Tone, check this out. Get on your knees when you're by yourself. When you're by yourself, nobody's watching. Don't worry about it, because I know everyone's worried about what everyone else is saying. You know? Ask God, because you must talk to somebody at night or talk to yourself, and you have a conscience. I know everyone out there has a conscience. Say, hey, you know, if there is a God, if you are out there, you know, I want to believe and trust in you, and I want to accept the Lord Jesus Christ to come into my life, and I believe you walk this earth. Even homosexuals acknowledge Jesus walked this earth. They acknowledge he died on the cross. Well, why did he? The most known person, the most known being, the most spiritual being known around the world today, we all know about Jesus Christ. People say, we're talking about Muslims, the Prophet Muhammad. You say, who the hell is the Prophet Muhammad? I don't know anything about that. I never read the Quran. But we all know about Jesus. Isn't that interesting? So ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your life and say, hey, please forgive me for everything I've done wrong. Because we've all done wrong. We've all stolen. We've all lied. We've all cheated. If you haven't, then you're a liar. I'm going to tell you that right now. So, Peter, go ahead and wrap it up. Hello, Peter.
Oh. Yes, sir.
I am ahead. Wrap it up, brother.
Okay, I want to thank you. Thank you, listening audience. I respect your opinions. And I'd just like to... maybe close out with a little prayer for Elizabeth and her burdened heart, and for the program and the listeners. Father God, I ask you that you would bless Elizabeth and Lee's family, that you would give them comfort of heart at this time and understanding. Use this opportunity, Lord, to draw them to you and to the love of Jesus Christ. And thank you, Lord, for giving us a place where we can speak. speak and discuss things, Lord, that are controversial, and yet nobody's going to kill us for speaking. And we thank you.
Not yet, anyway.
Amen.
Yeah,
amen.
Well,
we're getting to that day. You know, I'd like to invite your listeners. You're always welcome to come on Thursday night to Blog Talk Radio on the Sound Doctrine broadcast. You know, we're either preaching or we're teaching something, and it's biblical, and we try and get some interesting topics as the Lord leads, and they're always welcome to come on.
And you're right, Peter, you're right. Even if they can only tune in for a couple minutes and press one and just give you a comment, at least you know they're there. And Peter, that was a great closing. But, Joe, do you have one last thing to say before I wrap it up here tonight?
Yeah, 30 seconds?
30 seconds, and I got to wrap it up, okay?
All right. Well, thank you for the prayer, Peter. That was nice. I'm sorry about your friends and neighbors, Betty. Quick comment on what was said tonight. Peter, you do Bible research. Joe, you do Bible research. Michael was a farmer. Betty's retired. I wouldn't dream of going against what you tell me from what you believe in. Mike says you can't compare man to animals. You're absolutely correct, because there are actually plants out there that have many more chromosomes than man does. They're more complex than man. So as there are some plants that have 240 chromosomes. You know, males and females have 23. So we can't even compare ourselves to a blade of grass. Man really doesn't know anything. As far as the Orlando shooting, yes, I wasn't there either. We don't know what happened. But the way our government lies and cheats and steals and covers up and puts people on flatbed trucks and has crisis actors, you can't believe anything you hear on TV or read in the paper, especially when you have a Muslim in the White House.
That's why they come here, Joe. It's alternative media. Right, Peter?
That's it. Alternative media.
That's
we
it.
Give you what
alternative
we know.
Media. That's right. Go to Peter's Sound Doctrine Show. Hey. He'll take your call just like I do here. So listen to his show. And, yeah, it was a great program tonight. And maybe it's a good thing Tone didn't call in, because we solved a lot of things tonight within our own minds through my supporters and many other listeners. And I asked people to call in. They did. They got a little scared, maybe hung up. Who knows? But you know what?
Maybe he was listening to my Thursday night broadcast and decided that
possible.
You know, maybe – you know, there were some things I discussed about, Catholicism and some of those things. So who knows?
That's right. That's right. But, Peter, I know Sunday's a busy night. I know you're in an operation of a church out there. And, of course, I'd always love to come out there and visit you. But, you know, we're all under certain kind of constraints in this world. So, anyway, Peter, listen, guys, everyone out there, Peter will be back. Listen, anytime I ask him to come on this program, he'll come back. But we need to start tackling some other subjects. We've tackled this Orlando shooting the last couple weeks. We've argued about it. We've had guests on about it. So we got to move on here. You know, we can readdress it if there's enough, you know, but I'm just saying we got to move on. I want to talk about gun control. Guns are a very important aspect of our society. God's guns and guts. Anyway, Peter, thanks for calling in tonight. I'll let you go. We almost went the full 90 minutes. I know, you know, you're very busy, like I said. And thanks to the callers, my supporters, Joe and Sebastian Ford, Elizabeth in Yalesville, Mike out in Wisconsin, Joe and Meriden, a couple unknown callers who hung up. Sorry I couldn't get to you quick enough, but I can't just cut people off. Good night, Peter. Good night, everybody.
Good night. God bless you.
Good night, everybody.
out. A man barely alive. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's first bionic man. Steve Austin will be that man. Better than he was before. Better, stronger, faster.